You're listening to Thursday Night Tailgate, where NFL legends live on, with Chris Mascaro and Bob Lasseri. Available on TuneIn and Podbean. Now, back to Chris and Bob.
Just listen.
And now back in making his fifth appearance with us on Thursday Night Tailgate is Olandis Gary. Let me remind you about Olandis's background. He's from Washington, D.C. He played his first 2 years of college ball at Marshall before transferring over to the University of Georgia to play his final two seasons. And in those two seasons at Georgia, he rushed for nearly 1,100 yards and 17 touchdowns. Those 17 touchdowns put him in the top five in the SEC both seasons. He was a fourth-round draft pick by the Denver Broncos in 1999, and he burst onto the scene in his rookie year when he replaced an injured Terrell Davis, and he went on to rush for nearly 1,200 yards and 7 touchdowns. He played in the NFL from 1999 to 2003 with the Broncos and the Lions, and over that time, he averaged 4 yards per carry and 7 yards per reception. In 99, he was the Week 15 Offensive Player of the Week, and we are very excited he is back with us again tonight here on Thursday Night Tailgate. Hey, Olandis, Chris and Bob here. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Welcome back. I appreciate it, fellas. Thanks for having me, and happy holidays to you guys.
Hey, happy holidays to you and yours, my friend. So, Olandis, I got to start by getting your thoughts on your alma mater, the University of Georgia, right? In the playoffs, how do you feel about their chances against Oklahoma and Heisman Trophy winner Baker Mayfield?
UGA all day, baby. You know, hey, we're going to do it, man. I definitely have faith in our Kirby and what he's doing there. And I know you guys took a peek at the papers yesterday and seen that early draft. Early signing period we had. I think we ended the day at the number one spot. So they're doing great things there.
And, Olandis, when you look at Oklahoma's defense, they're 44th in the nation against the run. Is that the way Georgia's going to have to beat them, run the ball down their throats?
Definitely. I mean, you know, we got two of the best running back duos in the country. And, you know, running the ball definitely is going to play a part. But you know, I think the freshman is going to have to, throw the ball as well if we're going to get it done.
And Georgia's defense is second in the nation against the pass. So are you confident in Georgia's defense to be able to stop Baker Mayfield, or are you concerned a little bit because they haven't faced anyone like him or Oklahoma's passing offense yet this season?
Well, I think my concern is more with the defensive front, those guys being able to get to him, before receivers can get open and hopefully, get some coverage sacks and things of that nature. But Baker Mayfield, he's not a Heisman Trophy winner for nothing. I mean, he's a great quarterback, and, we definitely know that he's going to do some great things, but we just hope to be able to contain him.
Bob, questions for Olandis?
Great to have you back, Olandis. Happy holidays. And I want to ask you back again about that 99 season, which was pretty magical for you. You got your opportunity because of the Terrell Davis injury, and that was a guy coming off a 2,000-yard season and had already put up basically all of his Hall of Fame stats, Olandis, up to that point. He was still a young man, incredibly. I was wondering, was there a lot of competitive fire between the two? How was he as a teammate? It had to be a little awkward, but you stepped in incredibly well.
Both of us coming from the University of Georgia. When I got there, he brought me in. I met him actually my senior year. He came down for our spring game, so I met him then. And, he was a great guy. And, when I was a senior, guys in the locker room talk, we always talked about, what teams we wanted to go to. And, I actually said Denver, just so I can learn under Terrell. So, I got my wish there, and, he was great. I mean, we call him Dog, and, he's definitely been a big brother to me, even throughout my years there and now as well.
Olandis, every time we bring a former Bronco on, I always love to get their attitudes and feelings about the altitude there. You coming from Georgia and playing up there, how long did it actually take you to feel comfortable as far as workouts, games? And I think you've told us in the past that was a major, major advantage for the Broncos going into each game against some of these teams.
Definitely, definitely, Bob. That's a great question. I know for me, I always tell people the same thing. It's a running joke for me, but I don't care if I'm in Denver and high altitude or New Orleans, you know, sea level. But, you know, for me, when I start running, I get tired automatically. So it's always the same. But, you know, it's definitely a huge advantage, you know, for, you know, in the kicking game and things like that. And, you know, so when people come there that's not used to playing there or, you know, just haven't gotten acclimated yet to the altitude, is definitely a home field advantage for the Broncos.
And Orlandis, you know, getting back to Georgia, it would seem like if this is going to be the year the Bulldogs, you know, win their first national championship since 1980, it only seems appropriate that they would need to exercise all their demons to do so and have to play Alabama for the title. Is that the way you want to win it? Do you want to see UGA play Alabama and beat them, and then you sort of put everything to bed and now you're national champions, or would you rather play Clemson?
If we're going to win the national championship, I don't care who we play. But I definitely, you know, it would be great to do it that way. You know, you said earlier against the Crimson Tide. You know, Kirby was the defense coordinator there for years, and you know, studied there. So it would definitely be well, you know, like you said, exercise some demons there, and then you know. Everything with Mark Richt and things like that of that nature, you know, as far as people saying Mark Richt players, you know, he recruited all those players and things like that. So, you know, Kirby still had to get those guys together and believe. So if we can win the national championship, I don't care who is against, but I definitely, you know, if we can get there, for me right now, I just wanted those guys to, you know, we're in the playoffs. And now just to be able to get back every year, you know, and with this recruiting class that we have coming in, you know, ranked number one in the early signing period, I think Kirby took a big step in that direction yesterday.
Orlandis, just one more before we let you go. And I saw a post you put out on social media about how Sugar Ray Leonard sparked something in you at a young age that allowed you to pursue your dreams. What was it that he did that sparked that in you?
Oh, wow. That's an awesome question. We're from the same area. I probably grew up maybe 15 minutes from him. And when he was in his prime, he had a cabaret for the kids in my area. My aunt took me and my cousins there to that. And I got to meet him. And that's probably, you know, the first time I ever, you know, got to meet a professional athlete. And, you know, so for me growing up, you know, in Prince George's County, just outside of Washington, D.C., you know, he was always, you know, the hometown hero. So, and I was able to meet him. And, you know, he actually talked to me as well. So, you know, I definitely cherish that moment. And, you know, and it was Sugar Ray and also another guy here, Lynn Bias, he's from my area as well. And, you know, he was the guy that got drafted by the Boston Celtics and, you know, had an unfortunate accident that claimed his life. So, you know, those two guys, I always pay homage to those guys anytime I can.
Orlandis, before we let you go, how can our listeners stay up to date with all the great things that you're doing, whether it's online or it's over social media?
Everything probably more social. On Facebook, Instagram, Twitter is Orlandis C. Gary. You can find me there, and you know, so that's probably the best way.
Well, Orlandis, we can't thank you enough for taking time out of your night to come back on the show. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to you and your family. We hope you'll come back and join us again real soon.
Definitely, guys. I appreciate it, and same to you both.
Always a pleasure.
Right. Take care, Orlandis. We'll catch up soon, my friend.
Sure. Good night.
That is former University of Georgia star running back and Denver Broncos running back Orlandis Gary. And, Bob, you want to talk about a university that has a certain moniker, you know, with Paul Alexander set to join us here in a second. You know, his alma mater, Penn State, has always been known as Linebacker U. But you go back and you look at the great stable of running backs the University of Georgia has had over the years with the Herschel Walkers and the Tim Worleys and the Terrell Davises and Orlandis Gary. And boy, you could just continue to go on and on and on with the great running backs they had. And boy, he fit in there like a glove.
Oh, yeah, Garrison Hurst. I can keep going. Those were guys
right?
Just incredible to watch. And a lot of them had a lot of success at the next level, Chris. So, yeah, good pedigree. And Orlandis, talk about a guy that burst onto the NFL scene, almost 1,200 yards in relief there. And, my goodness, it was a lot of fun to watch.